Corn on the cob, hot dogs, ice cream, potato salad. It's the 4th of July, and that means it's time for the Great American Cookout. This year, food writer David Leet is putting a new spin on his potato salad recipe. Brace yourselves. It involves pickling, smoking, smashing, and frying the potatoes. He's here to talk about it for this summer holiday edition of Last Chance Foods. David, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you, Amy.
Pickling, smoking, smashing, frying. Whew, that's a lot of work to be doing on a summer day.
A lot of adjectives, huh?
Yeah.
A lot of verbs, I mean. No, it's actually not. It's very easy. It's an overnight thing. It's very simple. And what you do is you take very small potatoes, like new potatoes, and you blanch them. So you cook them till they're just fork tender. You take them out, cool them, and then you just throw them into a vinegar bath overnight, a malt vinegar bath. And you have holes that are pricked into them. And they just get this wonderful pickle flavor. Take them out, dry them off, put them into a smoker. I have a Bradley smoker. You can put them in a stovetop, I believe. You can also do it in a grill. And you smoke them cold, low temperature, so you're not cooking them and drying them out for an hour. Take them out, let them cool a bit, smash them with your hand, deep fry them. And serve them with...
Oh, that's all.
I know. Serve them with a little bit of anchovy aioli.
Holy cow. So you whip this up in, what, 10 hours?
Yeah, probably. If I did it from beginning to end, probably about 10 hours.
Okay.
Yeah. And I got it from a restaurant, Chef Joel Veland in Washington, Connecticut, at Community Table. I had it there first, and I went, I have got to do this at home. This is... I mean... Amy, they are so good. I swear to God, they're going to be considered illegal in most states.
So tell me what I'm getting when I bite into one of these potatoes, because that's
multiple
flavor profiles going on.
Layers. You bite into it, and the first thing you'll taste is the smoke and that nice, wonderful crunch from fried mm-hmm. potatoes and salt. Then all of a sudden, what lingers in the back of the palate is this vinegar. And it's like, ooh, there's this tang that goes on, which makes you want to have more. Then you have the aioli with the anchovy, which is just enough to give you that kind of umami flavor that goes on, mm-hmm. and some garlic, and you just want more. I had 7 guests, so there were 8 of us all together. We went through 5.5 or 6 pound potatoes in one meal. And I only had 4 pounds of Swedish meatballs. We did this for Midsummers. There were leftover meatballs, but there were no leftover potatoes.
Huh. So this has me wondering about smoking. I recently bought a stovetop mm-hmm. smoker.
Yeah.
Very apprehensive to try it. I smoked some eggplant, worked out really well, didn't right. set off the smoke alarm
sure.
in my apartment. But I'd love to do that because it just adds this different element.
A new dimension.
Help me out here. What are you were saying it's relatively easy, and you've
very
got some
easy.
Very quirky ways that you know of people
yeah.
who are smoking.
With my website, we have recipe testers who test everything that goes on, and some of them made this, and they did it in a gas grill with a smoker box. So they put it on in indirect heat, so it's on one side, and they have a smoker box going on very low heat on one side. That was one way. Another person has a bullet smoker, and they just got a sort of tubing. So they had the heat going in the bullet smoker, going through tubing into a cardboard box.
And they're smoking in the cardboard box. They have the food in the
Exactly, because the potatoes don't need to be cooked. So they're what's called cold smoking. So it's a lower temperature. You're not cooking it.
What else are you serving at your July 4th celebration?
You know, we're still kind of up in the air about that. These are definitely going to be on the table. I think we're going to go the American way. We found these incredible artisanal hot dogs that are all beef, and they are like red snappers. When you bite them, they just snap with that wonderful casing, and we just discovered them last week. And I thought, you know what? Why go through all these machinations? Why don't we just do hamburgers and hot dogs with local meat that's up from where we are and just have a grand old time? So we're thinking of doing that with the potatoes. I'll probably whip up some sort of – people love my chocolate cake, but I also do strawberry shortcake. I did that for Midsummers, and it was a huge, huge hit. So I may do that also.
David Leet is the publisher of the James Beard Award-winning website Leet's Culinaria. He's also the author of The New Portuguese Table. Thanks so much for coming in, David.
My pleasure.
To learn more and to get David's potato salad recipe, yes, I know it's complicated, but he swears by the flavors.
I do.
Visit WNYC.org. This is WNYC.